This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Pennsylvania has nearly 100,000 fewer housing units than it needs. Experts say federal policy could help close the gap. Aaron Moselle of WHYY's Plan Philly joins us this morning to explain. Good morning, Aaron.
Hello.
In an article for Plan Philly, you introduce us to a woman who advocates for more housing and more ways to attain home ownership. Tell us about Lila Saber's story.
Lila is a 28-year-old organizer with Power Interfaith. That's a social justice group that currently has a campaign around housing affordability in Philly. It's an issue that Lila has some personal experience with. She's a renter in West Philly. She'd like to buy a house. She wants to put down permanent roots here, but she really just can't afford the down payment because she's struggling to find a home in her price range. And here she is talking about her dilemma.
I look at the estimate for a mortgage payment and say that's the exact same amount I'm paying in rent. And then I do the math for not even like an adequate down payment, 10 to 20% down, but just the 3% that I would absolutely need to put down, and say, I just don't have that in the bank. And I'm not going to have that in the bank in a year.
Aaron, as you write in the article, Lila did not expect to find herself in this situation. She moved to the area about a decade ago for college and figured out that at some point she'd be able to afford to buy.
Right, and the last couple of years have been really hellish for home buying, particularly for first-time homebuyers like Lila. Mortgage rates remain high, much higher than they were during the pandemic, and home prices remain overvalued. And on top of that, you know, many homeowners are staying put because they can't afford to sell and take on a more expensive mortgage. So, like a lot of people in this region and across the country, Lila is trying to overcome dual crises. There's the affordability crisis and an inventory crisis, and it's frustrating.
I get that. Aaron, let's narrow in on the inventory problem.
The inventory crisis I mentioned is a big reason why housing costs are so high right now and why so many people have really just hit the pause button on their dream of becoming a homeowner. And it's mainly the result of two things. You know, there's a lot of homeowners out there who bought homes or refinanced their mortgages during the pandemic when mortgage rates were exceedingly low, below 3% in some cases. And today, mortgage rates, while they're improving, are sitting around 6%. And so that jump is just stopping people from putting their home on the market, which means there just isn't a lot out there to choose from. The inventory crisis is also very much tied to the U.S. housing shortage. We don't have enough homes to meet the demand, and that's also keeping prices high.
Pennsylvania right now is short, nearly 100,000 homes, and you write that about 80,000 of those are right here in the Philly metro area, which includes the suburbs and some other places beyond the city.
That's right. And that's why we see bipartisan legislation moving through the General Assembly in Harrisburg that seeks to establish statewide zoning.
And what's that addressing?
Right now, every municipality has its own zoning regulations. Essentially, that dictates what types of housing are permitted by right and what projects need a variance, you know, permission to deviate from the law. And advocates say this makes it really difficult to build more housing in this state. I talked to John Geeding about this. He works for a group called 10,000 Friends of Pennsylvania, and that's part of a statewide coalition that's pushing for this change.
Pennsylvania is interesting because there's, at the moment, really no state requirements to, you know, grow the housing supply. There are very few constraints on what municipal governments can do to ban certain types of housing.
And after reading a bit about this, it sounds like proponents argue statewide zoning is needed to close the state's housing supply gap.
Yeah, that's right. Now, some developers say the permitting process is also holding back production, particularly when it comes to the construction of starter homes. These are homes priced at the bottom third of the market that are most affordable to first-time home buyers, but they're not attractive, particularly to build for developers. You know, the cost of construction is high and the profit margins are slim, but developers say that would be less of a problem if they can build starter homes faster, you know, do two projects in the same time it would normally take to do one, for example.
Federal policy could help close Pennsylvania's housing shortage. What are the two major party nominees for president putting out there for consideration?
Vice President Kamala Harris has come out with a list of things she wants to do to address the country's affordability crisis and housing shortage, which sits at more than 4 million homes. That includes a tax incentive for developers who build starter homes, providing $25,000 to people for down payment assistance, and expanding the low-income tax credit program that's used to build affordable housing around the country. She and former President Donald Trump also have talked about using federal land for growing the country's housing supply, and Trump has also talked about growing affordable housing, but we don't have a lot of details about how that would happen.
There is light in the fact that housing affordability is part of the national agenda.
Yeah, it's been decades since that's happened, and it potentially means that people could get some tangible help in achieving their dream of homeownership. And, you know, there's also light for more homes being built over the next 4 years. So far, mortgage rates and home prices have remained a barrier for a lot of people, and in some ways, attacking the inventory crisis could be the best bet in terms of making homeownership more affordable. But without some change on the local level, experts say federal policy can only go so far. And so, in the meantime, it's going to continue to be challenging for people like Lila to buy a home.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
You can read Aaron Mozell's story about the Pennsylvania housing shortage at whyy.org/planphilly. This is Morning Edition.